The theme for this year's dinner was a little bit of Irish and a whole lot of fun. The Nolan Center was decorated in a St. Patrick's Day theme with green centerpieces and 192 shamrock cake pops made by office assistant Shauna Bunis. Office manager Cindy Waddington says this event is the only annual fundraiser for the chamber.
At the annual dinner, we have to conduct a very short business meeting, and then we just like to do, you know, honoring members of the community. We honor the Citizen of the Year, the Business of the Year, our Young Leader of the Year. This year, we are honoring our retiring teachers, which is really special.
There are five teachers leaving at the end of this school year. They are Sue Brown, Vicki Bunis Taylor, Ray Stokes, Dan Roop, and Monty Bunis. Waddington introduced each of the teachers and presented them with certificates of thanks. She says educators do an incredible service to the community.
I also realize that teachers most certainly don't do what they do for recognition. They do it out of pure passion and love for educating, coaching, encouraging, caring, training our young leaders of tomorrow.
These people that are retiring this year are going to be difficult, I would say impossible, to replace. A collective over 100 years of educational experience walking out of the door this year, and good years they've been.
Monty Bunis is the secondary principal and athletics director. He says he's learned a lot from his fellow teachers over the years.
And the best advice and the best thing that they did was to provide me with a great example of what it takes to be a good teacher. A fine educator, a good coach, a good friend, a professional, and someone who is always standing up for the rights of kids and everybody else.
Two students were recognized at the dinner as youth leaders in Wrangell. Kari Masson was lauded for her work with public safety. Again, Cindy Waddington.
She's been helping with the fire department basically since she was born, and now is a student firefighter. She is a Wrangell High School cheerleader and truly loves it, and you can see it in her smile. She is now working at the movie theater and is always helping with fundraisers and is currently fundraising to go to Close Up in Washington, D.C. next year.
The second student was Callie Miller. Waddington says she has a passion for music and much more.
She leads Wrangell High School as a student body vice president, helps organize on the transportation committee, is the Wrangell High School National Honor Society president, as well as the Wrangell High School Tri-M Music Honor Society president, captain of the varsity volleyball team, voted homecoming queen by her peers, and is a senior leader in the Wrangell High School pep band. She was also Wrangell's sole representation at the Southeast Alaska Music Honor Fest this year and is a member of the Southeast Honor Choir.
The chamber recognized Lucy Robinson as Citizen of the Year. She's the head of the running group Southeast Beasts and a volunteer at KSTK with her Yeah Wrangell show. Robinson says she was surprised by the honor because of all of the worthy people.
I do want to say one thing. I started Southeast Beasts in 2012. It's a running group, for those of you who don't know. And all the runs that we do are all focused on local charities. So if somebody's sick and needs some sort of assistance medically, all the proceeds go towards that. My goal is to hopefully become nonprofit. So I'm starting to work on that. And then, of course, world domination after that, which is pretty easy.
And world domination may be coming quicker than she thinks. As Citizen of the Year, Robinson will serve as Grand Marshal of the 4th of July parade. There were several nominees for Business of the Year, including Alaska Special Seafoods, the Wrangell Cooperative Association, Superior Marine, and Breakaway Adventures. The award went to the Stikine Inn and Restaurant. Finally, the chamber held a member appreciation for Bill Privett. Cindy Waddington described Privett as a true volunteer with this quote.
A volunteer is a person who can see what others cannot see, who can feel what most do not feel. Often, such gifted persons do not think of themselves as volunteers, but as citizens. Citizens in the fullest sense, partners in civilization.
There is one other quote Waddington shared during the event that encapsulates the entire evening in just a few simple words. Appreciation is a wonderful thing. It makes what is excellent in others belong to us all. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.